Brother Paul reminded me of a song today, and so that would have been good to sing at the end of the meeting. Well, let's sing it at the beginning of this one. It's number 109 in our white book, and it's entitled Jesus Only. It goes right along with the things we heard this morning up there on the Mount of Transfiguration. So, no man save Jesus only. 109.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Savior. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Jesus, 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 precious Lord. Precious name, oh how sweet, oh love earth and joy of heaven. Precious name, oh how sweet, oh love earth and joy of heaven. Oh, we love you, Lord. We love you, Jesus. Praise the Lord. We love you, Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Praise the name of Jesus. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory, glory to the Lamb of God. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise God, amen. Hallelujah. I'm reminded of Brother Hans Waldfogel and his sermons that I hear every once in a while. And he said that he had a violin with one string on it. And it was the same song, Jesus. No matter what he preached, and where he started in the Bible, he always ended up with Jesus. That's how it ought to be. Jesus only is our message. All the truths of the Bible lead us to Christ. Everything depends upon a relationship with him. And we're here to get to know him in his fullness. And so we seek Jesus only, praise God. I think that's the same message that we hear at camp and in other places. He's not a doctrine. We don't worship a book. You know, some people study the Bible like it's an academic book. They work so hard at understanding all the doctrines, memorizing all the scriptures, but it doesn't lead them into a relationship with Jesus. I was talking to a man not too long ago. His wife wanted me to talk to him because he was a little bit off. And so after I talked with him a little while, I found out she was wrong. He was a lot off. He got into some very strange doctrines, and you know, when you talk to them, he tells you what the actual Greek word means. It's always interesting that his group came up with the Greek word, but all the other Greek scholars that ever studied the Bible never came up with that same word, and the Hebrew. And I told him, I told him that. I said, you want me to believe what you're saying and to disregard all the other Greek scholars and Bible commentators and believe that you alone and your group have the right interpretation? I said, that sounds a little cultish to me, don't you think? And he wanted to keep talking with me, and he said, well, maybe we can get together and talk some more. I said, you know, I don't think so. I said, this isn't going anywhere. You're not going to convince me. I said, the things that you are believing do nothing to develop your relationship with Jesus and bring you closer to him. And that's the whole purpose of God's Word, to find Jesus and to get to know him. And so I was very respectful with him, and he was with me too, I have to admit that. He said, well, you should If you think I'm wrong, as a pastor, you should be concerned about me. And you should be trying to convince me that I'm wrong and show me the right way. And I knew that there was really no convincing there. And so I kindly excused myself and haven't spoken to him since. But I prayed for him when I think of him. And he appreciated that I at least listened to him. He said I was one of the few pastors that listened to him as long as I did. I guess they hung up a lot faster. Very strange, strange things. But did nothing for my soul. I wasn't interested in studying the Bible that way. If it doesn't bring me to Jesus, then we're missing the whole point. We've been privileged because not everybody understands that. Doctrine doesn't satisfy. Church, rituals and ceremonies don't satisfy. Only Jesus satisfies. And once you get a taste of him, then nothing else satisfies but Jesus. And often God does that for us here at camp, if he hasn't done it for you already. You get a taste of Jesus, and then you're spoiled. It's like the parents that were trying to raise their children to eat very healthy. Gave them carrot sticks and celery sticks and tofu. But one day, little Johnny went to his friend's house and found, and the mother gave him a cookie. Oh boy, he came home. He wasn't interested in the carrot sticks anymore. He wanted cookie. It was almost like a curse word in their house. Cookie, oh my, where'd you learn such a thing? Cookie. He just wanted a cookie, and they couldn't persuade him otherwise. Well, you get a taste of Jesus. Nothing else compares, praise God. Let's sing that chorus again, and then let's continue to joyfully worship him. Oh, come into his presence with thanksgiving and singing and gladness. Hallelujah. We have every reason to be glad and to rejoice in our Savior. That chorus one more time.
Jesus only, Jesus ever, Jesus Lord. Thank you.
pour the oil of joy upon this campgrounds tonight, Lord. In all of our gatherings here and at the other end of camp, we pray that the joy of the Lord will be manifested, that the joy of the Lord will be our strength. The Lord, Jehovah, He's my strength and my song, and He's also become my salvation. Therefore, with joy shall ye draw water out of the wells of salvation. Hallelujah. Oh, Jesus, let us drink from the wells of salvation, springs of living water. Oh, God, fill us with joy and gladness in your presence. Hallelujah. Lord, we thank you. Jesus, we praise you. Glory be to God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Savior Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Take it and give me joy in place of sorrow. You hear, see my fears, Lord. I bring them to you tonight, Lord. Oh, God, whatever that fear may be, Lord, hallelujah. I bring you my shadows, my anxieties, my depressions. Oh, God, these clouds that keep me down. Fill me with sunshine. Beauty for ashes. Oh, let the beauty of the Lord be upon us. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Lord. Lord, we come. Lord, we come just as we are. We see you just as you are. Wonderful Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Oh, we praise you, Lord. Praise God. Praise God. Jesus. Oh, my King, my wonderful Savior. Rejoicing in thy salvation. Precious blood now makes me free. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Let's sing number 210 in our hymn book, Burdens Are Lifted at Calvary. 210.
Days are filled with sorrow and care. Our
Staff members were required to testify, and they come to a meeting, and all they could think about is, I hope nobody calls on me. And finally, when they testified, they felt so good. Well, because it was over. But also, I think the Lord blesses you when you testify. I told this before. There was a lady, you would know her name if I mentioned her to you, many of you. She said, she got up one time and she said, I don't remember, I've heard so many testimonies in my life over the years. I've been in so many meetings. And she said, I forgot some of them, but I never forget the testimonies that I give. And we thought, oh, wow, you must think you're really special. But she went on to explain. She said, when I testify, God does something to make that thing more real. In my life, God meets me when I stand up and testify for Him. And I never forget those testimonies because God sets those things into my life. Praise God. That's just to encourage you that if you have something to say, say it. And God will bless you.
I just made it through, brother.
Okay, Brother Gus.
I don't remember any of my testimonies.
Let's sing, King of My Life, I Crown Thee Now. It's Lead Me to Calvary is the name of the song. It's in our hardcover book. And it's number 92. Let's stand while we sing.
Been sitting a long time. And I don't want you to fall asleep when I preach, okay?
Lest I forget, I'm going round and round.
willing to last.
May I be willing, Lord, to bear daily my cross for thee, even thy cup of grief to share. Thou dost not offer me, lest thy forgiveness shall be, lest thy
God. Never forget. This do in remembrance of me, Jesus said. He doesn't want us to forget Calvary. Hallelujah. Praise God.